This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the midterms and about some very concerning things that are happening in our nation. My guest is Amir George, who writes for us. He recently wrote an article on charismanews.com called "Voting is an Expression of Faith." And we're going to find out what he means by that, but also how important it is that you vote and how you can be involved. And also, he's told me some insider kinds of things that he has seen himself because he's in and out of the White House and the Capitol building. So you don't want to miss my interview, my conversation with Amir George.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Amir. We've done podcasts several times. It's been a while, so thank you for being on my podcast. And when you wrote this article, we call it an op-ed, that voting is an expression of faith. You talked about Patrick Byrne. You talked about some other things. Why don't you just, you know, we're not going to read it, of course. We are going to embed this podcast with the article, so we'll talk about the same kind of things. But kind of tell me why you wrote this article.
Well, I think there's two things. One, there seems to be a disjoint between, you know, an interesting phrase has come up recently, and it's called the Christian swamp. And I'd never thought of it before, but, you know, we talk about the swamp of Washington, right, which is basically, you know, an intertwined group of people that have been doing things for decades that have been resistant, particularly to what President Trump was trying to do. But we've also begun to realize that there's also a Christian swamp. I'm a member, you're probably a member, that, you know, we all went to the right schools, we, you know, played along, we all know everybody, we moved from one organization to another. But what's the critical thing about this election is that the general Christian swamp, as it were, does not seem to be responding. But
responding to what?
Well, getting out, you know, for example, you know, Christianity Today wrote a dramatic editorial, you know, calling on President Trump to resign.
But that was almost 2 years ago. However, it's also been fairly well known for a number of years that Christian people, since, you know, that's kind of who we're talking to right now, are somewhat passive about registering to vote. I don't have the statistics in front of it, but I've written about it even in some of my own books. We've reported it in various ways going back years. And then a lot of people actually don't show up and vote. Now, this could be said of a lot of different segments of the American public, but it seems that lately the left, especially the far left, has been able to stoke interest in elections, particularly critical elections, and get their people out to vote. But you're right. It's a problem that people don't vote. I don't understand it because I voted in every single election since I was 19 years old when I registered to vote. They actually were lowering the age, not that you'd care, but they were lowering it from 21 down to 18, and it happened to cross me when I was 19. And I went down on the first day, and registered to vote, and I voted in every single election except a minor election that was a runoff that I forgot about, and it ruined my perfect voting record. So it's hard for me to understand why people won't vote, but you're right, they don't. And I'll also throw this in. Most of the listeners would not remember Christian Life magazine, but it was sort of the Christian voice back in the 50s, and they did an interview with Billy Graham. Billy Graham was in his early 30s. He was on the cover in 1952, and it's very interesting because he said that the 1952 election was the most important election in his lifetime. And it's just interesting to reflect on what things were like then and what they're like now. But people are still saying that. But we feel that this election coming up is the most important, mainly because right now the Democrats have the levers of power and are putting forth all kinds of very, I'm going to say, obnoxious laws that would take away our rights. And the Republicans, even though they're far from perfect, at least will stop all that kind of stuff. And so
right.
your article doesn't really go into the stuff that I'm saying. In fact, I probably need to do an editorial of my own sharing on some of those things. But let's cycle back around to why voting is an expression of faith. And then let's talk about how we can get people at the grassroots fired up and get it to the polls, because we know that there are going to be a lot of very close elections that would be affected by the turnout.
Right. I think, yeah, but I think the good part of it is that whereas the Christian swamp, you know, has really not stood up, what we call the deplorables are the about 80 million people that supported President Trump.
No, we don't call them deplorables. Hillary Clinton called us deplorables, and I guess the name stuck.
Deplorables take it as a point of pride. I'll give you an example. I spent a day with the truckers. My life was changed. These are just good old fashioned. For those of us who remember, you know, what happened in the early days of the Jesus movement, it reminded me of that. Good old
now you're talking
people.
About the Canadian truckers, right?
No, the American truckers. The American truckers. They had a big camp in Washington, D.C. They still operate. But that really brought me back. These were, you know, they have a couple teeth missing, you know, hair's a little bit out of place. They got a couple tattoos. But the love they have for the Lord is something that is pretty amazing. And what's happened is they've mobilized. And a good example is Virginia. Virginia has been completely Democratic. We've lost it. You know, they've been leading a lot of the most evil things that have been going on. But in the recent election, we went from 30% to 95% of having mostly believers show up at the polls and be precinct captains.
And this is in Virginia, right?
Yep. And the election flipped.
That's right.
Completely.
And a huge change in Virginia. So that's what we need to happen in all 50 states. And we have truckers in every state. So what's the answer?
Yeah. Well, no. So the quote deplorables are crisscrossing the country. I mean, mobilizing just incredibly. We need the Christian swamp to wake up. And basically, the great need is to register as precinct captains, as poll watchers, because, and this is where it becomes difficult. No one will talk about it, but the election of 2020 was massively cheated. For those of us in Washington, we saw it firsthand. President Trump won overwhelmingly, but now they're in control of the levers of power. If they could cheat when President Trump was in power, imagine the cheating that's going to go on now. I was in Trump Tower when we had the election, and they were planning between 5 and 6 million votes to be cheated, so they needed to win that much more. But what's desperately needed right now is for people to get out and be poll watchers, to be, you know, to be at the sites to keep this from happening again. And the final thing is, you know, our President Trump, who gave everything for us. You know, we forget this. You know, if it hadn't been President Trump, we would have not won Roe versus Wade like this. You know, he recognized Jerusalem, did everything we asked him to do. But when he's now, they're coming after him with everything. We've gone silent. And that's something that we feel needs to be addressed.
How can the average Christian living in Des Moines, Iowa, or Austin, Texas, speak up for President Trump, who's not on the ballot in this midterm?
Very simply, write a letter to their editor, talk to their congressman, contact their senator. What they're doing to President Trump, who had our back every day. I'll never forget, he showed up at the White House one day when he found out that churches were having trouble meeting. And this man, on a Friday afternoon in the White House, made an announcement. He said, I have just asked the Justice Department, the Health and Human Services Department, and I've covered all bases. So please have church this Sunday. You are covered. This man, when he found out that churches were having trouble meeting during the pandemic, he pulled every single legal option he had to have churches meet. And shortly after that, we had a couple of people from Fox and CNN asking to get interviews with pastors that were having church. we spent the whole weekend calling across the country, finding churches that had heard, you know, what President Trump had done, and were going to be meeting. We couldn't find one to come on camera. So this man had our back every single day, and now he needs us to have his back. And we're calling on, first of all, for people to get out and vote, but second, write a letter to the editor, contact your congressman, contact your senator, and say what they're doing to President Trump is absolutely unacceptable. He had our back, and we are going to have his. And we need the voices from the church who he spent every day in office helping have gone completely silent. It's unacceptable, and the 80 million deplorables are watching, and they know. And these are people, I've spent many, many days with them. They're different than us. They wake up every morning amazed that God's allowed them into his kingdom. They're very, very precious, down-to-earth people, but also they're loyal and they're courageous. And one of the things, especially Patrick Murn and Jennifer Flynn was talking about, is for some reason, you know, we don't have the courage that they do. At the slightest thing, we back off. And these wonderful deplorables are out there, you know, mobilizing. So we're just calling on people to join them and be a part of this. If we lose this election, it's all over.
Well, this is very serious, of course. And one of the things people can do who are listening is to share this with their friends. If everybody shared it with 10 people, and right. If everybody would write these letters as they can. And I've written letters many times, but haven't recently, so I'm going to do this myself. I know both of our senators and our my own congressman personally, and so I know I can get through, but they do listen to their constituents. And yes, we do need to speak up, and pastors need to speak up, and other leaders, and we're going to try to rally support. But before we wrap up this short podcast, I want you to just talk through some of the points you made in this article, Voting is an Expression of Faith, particularly about Patrick Byrne, the CEO right. of the America Project.
Yeah, Patrick is a very interesting person. Most people don't, you know, just think of him as the guy that started Overstock. But I spent a day with him a while back, and I was just touched. This is a man, basically, he had cancer a few years back and almost lost his life. And that transformed him. And he's just, you know, he's not a choir boy, but he's met God, and he's teamed up with General Flynn, and they've started a group called America Project. People can go to americaproject.org, and you can register there to become a precinct captain. You know, you can register to show up at the voting booths, whatever. But they've been crisscrossing the country along with the other deplorable leaders. The Christian swamp is basically just quietly sat at home. The deplorables are crisscrossing the country everywhere they can think of, mobilizing people. So people can go to americaproject.org and they can sign up and find where they can serve in their local neighborhood. They can get help on writing a letter supporting the president. Most people don't. The significant thing is that both Michael Flynn and General and Patrick Byrne were at the December 18th meeting in the White House. I don't know if people are aware of this, but they came to the White House that evening and had the meeting with President Trump, where they put together the plan to save the election. And this is part of what is, you know, going on in a lot of these different trials today. But these are two men, especially General Flynn, you know, spent his whole life fighting wars, you know, and his whole view is that this is a spiritual war. And these are two men that, you know, didn't necessarily grow up in the church like we're part of, but they've met God, and it's given them a sense of courage and of I don't know, dedication I've really never seen before. So we're just encouraging, you know, regular people to join with the deplorables. These are people not like us. They're a little bit different than us. You know, sometimes they make us feel a little uncomfortable. But it feels like the blessing of God has moved to these people. It's funny, but they're just, you know, going gangbusters. So we encourage everybody to go to americaproject.org and then find out your local area, and then you can get connected to where you can serve to make sure. The final thing is they are going to massively cheat on the next election. They're preparing it. one of the most interesting ways to tell what really happened is if you're in Washington, D.C., there's people on the streets selling T-shirts and hats. You know, they're all Democrats. You ask them a simple question, who won the election? They all laugh. To a man, they will say, there's no way that Joe Biden won the election. And I ask, well, why? I haven't sold a Joe Biden T-shirt, a hat, or a cap ever. I sell Donald Trump T-shirts, caps, all day long. The market doesn't lie. So people need to realize that the last election, Donald Trump won massively. They cheated massively. And right now, we need to get behind the man who gave his life for us. He had a wonderful life. He didn't have to have this. He loved America. He gave everything. Now they're coming after him, after his family, after everything he owns. And it's time for us to stand up for him as he stood up for us. And the best expression of it is to get registered, show up at the poll booth so they can't cheat this time, and have his back so we can have him back in office in 2024.
Well, this is very interesting, and I encourage people to take this seriously and to get involved. I want people to know how they can contact you if they want more information. It's info@charismamedia.com. And we have somebody assigned to forward them to the appropriate person. That's the word info@charismamedia.com. Easy to remember. And I want to give you the last word as we wrap up, and then I want you to close in prayer, and that will close our podcast. Remember, you can forward this, you can share it, you can post it on social media. We need to get the word out. So you can have the last word now.
Yeah, I think the good news is that we believe that the fourth great awakening has begun, and it is not being led by the church. It's not being led by the Christian swamp. It seems as if the movement of God, like happened, you know, during the Jesus movement and other times, has moved from the church to this group of deplorables. They're not like us. We feel uncomfortable being around them. They don't talk like we do. But they have a faith that's different. And the good news is the fourth great awakening has begun, and it's being led by the deplorables, and it's going gangbusters. I think that's the great encouragement. And we believe that in spite of the difficulties we're facing, this time we're going to win, and things are going to be better than they were before. That's the big encouragement.
And now close in prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you so much that you promised us that our battle wasn't against flesh and blood. It wasn't against principal people and organizations, but you said that our battle was a spiritual battle. And as General Flynn always reminds us, Lord, it's a battle that we're going to win. We pray, Lord, that you would use Steve and each of the others here that are mobilizing. Father, we pray that there'll be a massive turnout, but it won't be just a political victory, but it'll be a victory for you, Lord. And we'll pull our country back, Father, and make it what you originally set it up to be. May our country be a blessing to the world, Lord, and may America once again rise up and be great again, Father, and be great again to spread the gospel to the world. Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com. Our Charisma Podcast Network listeners receive a 10% discount when you subscribe. Go to mycharismashop.com and use the promo code CPN.